There's this fascinating, kind of haunting video from 1970. You can watch it on YouTube, where Edwin Land, chemist, inspiration to Steve Jobs, inventor of Polaroid, walks through a half-built factory in Norwood, where he planned to change the world.
That as far as we have come, we are still a long way from the realization of the concept of a camera that would be, oh, like the telephone, something that you use all day long.
Here in this factory, Land would take a giant leap toward that goal with his Polaroid SX70 Land camera.
That is the one that we all know as a Polaroid camera.
That's Christopher Bonanos, author of Instant, the story of Polaroid.
The SX70 was the first one where you point it, you press a button, picture comes out, 2 minutes later you look at it.
By the time Polaroid released the SX70, they'd been in the instant photography business for more than 2 decades, something Land never intended when he launched his company in Cambridge in 1937.
The process he started had nothing to do with photography, really. Basically, it's a filter where you can control light.
Turns out, it was pretty darn useful. Polaroid's first product was sunglasses. Land's big dream was to eliminate headlight glare from every car windshield in America. But it was World War II that would transform Land's startup into a behemoth.
Pilot's goggles, pilot training gear where you could black out the cockpit of an airplane, bomb sights and gun sights that had polarized filters in them. There were all sorts of applications.
But as the war began to wind down, Land saw trouble on the horizon for Polaroid.
And this company that had grown from startup size in a garage to 1,200 people was going to lose all its government contracts. And he was going to have to fire 1,000 people, you know. So he said, we need a big idea. We need a next thing.
The inspiration for that thing came in an unlikely place. On a resort vacation in the Southwest, Land spent the day taking photos with his daughter.
And they sat down by the fire at the end of the day, and she said, Daddy, why can't I see the pictures now? Said, well, why can't she? How would one do that?
Edwin Land's legendary mind immediately went to work.
He sent his little girl off to be with her mother and started walking around the resort, working it out in his head. And they say he sketched out the entire system roughly in 3 hours.
Within a few years, Land had wrested his vision into a marvel of chemistry and metal, unveiled to the public the day after Thanksgiving, 1948, at Jordan Marsh in Boston.
They brought 60 cameras and a few cases of film, and they said, this will probably get us through to Christmas. And of course, they were gone by closing that day. You know, there were crowds crushing against the counters. It was a sensation.
True black and white film came soon after, color in 1963. They sold cameras by the millions. At its height in the late 1970s, Polaroid employed more than 20,000 people, most of them right here in the Bay State.
The cameras came from Norwood. The negative layer came from New Bedford. Most of the other film came from Waltham. All the manufacturing was local.
But the tide would turn. There was the expensive failure of an instant movie system, the rise of 35mm and one-hour photo booths, and an epic legal battle over patents with Kodak.
It did suck up a lot of their energy and time and money defending their old work when perhaps they could have been thinking about the next thing.
When the next thing did arrive, digital photography, Polaroid failed to embrace it. By this time, Land was no longer running the company, though Bonanno says it likely wouldn't have mattered.
I can't say with any sureness. I can guess that he probably would have bet mostly on analog instead of digital and got it wrong.
On October 12, 2001, 14 years ago this week, the company filed for bankruptcy. In 2007, they stopped making cameras. 2 years later, they ceased production of film, shuttering the last of their factories, including that one in Norwood, where Edwin Land changed the world. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.